Are you ready to attract your dream clients? Welcome to the Aligned Businesswoman Podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Ann Miller. This podcast is for female entrepreneurs looking for a simpler way to grow their business. Each week, I share simple, actionable steps you can use to build a profitable business that is aligned to your energy and without having to cold DM random strangers or hit up friends and family. I'm here to help you tap into your natural talents and find a joyful way of connecting on social media to confidently show up and grow your business. Hello, my lovely. Welcome back to another episode of the Aligned Business Woman. Vanessa here. How is your June going so far? 1 week down, only three more to go. I recently signed up for a tennis class at my gym, and I've been really enjoying it. And I'm hoping that it helps me get into shape if I don't injure myself first. I never knew how much exercise you could get from tennis, like running around, and even holding the racket makes me feel like I'm lifting weights. What a great workout. I am loving it. I even asked my tennis instructor if she thinks I can go pro at age 40. She just smiled because I am not even the best yet, but I'm having so much fun. And sometimes that's what it's all about. It's like the fun and the energy you're having. And then eventually the technique's gonna just come right in and you're like, oh my gosh, I am amazing. Another thing that I love about tennis is that I'm getting so many life lessons. There are so many metaphors in tennis to how we can live our life and run our business. I will create another episode in the future regarding all the lessons that I've learned in tennis and how you can relate them to your business. But for today's episode, let's talk about the power of peers. In a past episode, I talked about the power behind group masterminds on how it could help grow your business when you collaborate with fellow masterminders. Is that even a word? I don't know. We'll run with it. But now I want to talk about how you can use the power of your peers in these group masterminds or even your coach to step up to your next level. If you've been hanging out with me for a while, you know that I like to tell stories to get my point across. So it's story time. My husband's pride and joy is our backyard landscaping. So when the big Texas freeze happened last year and it killed our palms and the plants back there, he was devastated. For the longest time, he had this hope that if he just trimmed the palms that they would come back to life. Unfortunately, they didn't. We had to replace them. And if you don't know, palms are pretty dang expensive. Well, there was this plant out there that bloomed with these flowers that look very unusual. I don't even know the name of the plant. I was going to say it was a hibiscus, but I know what a hibiscus looks like. And I definitely know it wasn't the hibiscus plant that we have out there. Well, the plant was by itself. It was almost like a bush. It was by itself and it never bloomed. He was so puzzled as to why it wasn't blooming. And so he decided to go and buy two to three more plants just like it. And he planted them next to each other. A few weeks later, he goes outside and he notices that they're all starting to bloom. And all it took was it to be with other plants like itself. Perhaps the bees help cross-pollinate and the flowers are able to bloom. But I saw this as a metaphor for business owners, women entrepreneurs that begin to thrive whenever they are in an environment with peers that are like themselves, like-minded, ready to grow, ready to thrive. And the bee is the coach helping them all connect. Group masterminds are more than just collaborations. They are more than just helping you as an individual entrepreneur thrive. You truly can thrive in an environment where you are held accountable by the other members. And can you imagine the conversations that happen in high-level group masterminds? How they're going to get you to expand your awareness, to get you to have a higher level of thinking about things. Usually in higher ticket group masterminds, you're going to have a person that takes their business seriously, and that will encourage you to take your business seriously. You don't have the drama, the gossip, and the cattiness that you may find in other programs with lower standards. And I bet that women that are investing in these higher ticket group masterminds, they've invested in other programs. So they have a large amount of wisdom, experience, skills, knowledge that they can bring and share with their peers. I've seen it where some women are afraid to invest in group masterminds that may be the majority of women participants. Many times those fears come from past experiences where they've been in these types of settings that women were catty and backstabbing in all sorts of drama. But here's the thing, at that level, they're not worried about putting someone else down. They're not worried about being better than someone else. They are focused on their own lane. You see, when someone else is focused on bringing you down, that goes to show that they're not happy with their life. So they need to step on someone to get higher, to elevate their illusion of feeling better about themselves. But group masterminds at a higher level, you don't have any of this. You have so much empowerment and energy that you can borrow from your mastermind sisters. During one of my tennis lessons, there were some new ladies there, and I noticed that their energy was a little bit different with me. I was new to them. They weren't new to each other, but I was new to them. And I thought, man, they don't like me. Like, what is wrong with me? Why don't they like me? And I remembered that oftentimes we women have these motherhood wounds, sisterhood wounds, these wounds from the past that although we don't intend to act differently around certain women, we do. And so I remembered that and I told myself, it's not me. It's something that's happened in their past where they don't feel safe around new women. It's going to be okay. I'm going to show them that they can trust me, show them that who I am, my authenticity, and make them feel safe being around me. And by the end of that lesson, we all were laughing together and they were really more welcoming to me. But you see, had I not had the experience of being in a high-level group mastermind, I would have told myself all of these stories of why these women didn't like me. I would have not enjoyed my lesson. I would have just performed at my worst, because I'd be insecure thinking about these women not liking me. But instead, I allowed the energy of being in a high-level group mastermind with empowered women to travel with me to this lesson and share that empowerment with these other women. This empowerment doesn't have to be only limited to participating in group programs. It could be the empowerment that you feel from a one-to-one coach, or you feel from having your business besties. And so I'd like to invite you to ask yourself, who are you sitting with? Are you thriving next to them? Are you helping them thrive? What kind of environment are you two, or multiples of you, are creating for each other? Is it ecological? If you've been seeing other women excitedly empower each other, and you want to be in a group of women like that, but you're maybe feeling a little bit unsafe or unsure, I suggest working with a female coach first. Allow yourself to see that it's safe to be around other empowering women. You may also want to consider working with a mindset coach to release these limiting beliefs and decisions. Identify whether there are some negative emotions there that you could release. When I release negative emotions and limiting beliefs, I truly feel like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders and I feel energized. And anytime you're feeling scared, remember that plant. Remember how that plant began to bloom because it was in a thriving environment with like-minded plants. All right, I trust that you enjoyed this episode of the Aligned Business Woman enough to give it a review and share it with a friend. And if you're looking for some private mentorship, check out my one-to-one Voxer coaching, Elevate. You can get the link in the show notes. All right, I will see you next week on the next episode of the Aligned Business Woman, where we'll be talking about content, convos, and cash. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining me this week.
To view the complete show notes and any links mentioned in today's episode, visit VanessaAnnMiller.com/podcast. That's also where you can get free access to the Empowerment Activation Masterclass. Please make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can receive new episodes right when they're released. Thank you again for joining me, Vanessa Ann Miller, in this episode of the Aligned Business Woman.